Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday, April 26, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, "When he was driven out, all his own, he walked ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." There is a quiet moment just before dawn when the world feels suspended, when even the wind seems to wait. In that stillness, if you listen closely, you begin to notice things you missed in the noise of the day. The distant call of a bird, the soft rustling of leaves, the subtle hymns of life awakening. It is in such silence that recognition becomes possible. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, speaks of this recognition. The sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. This is not merely a matter of sound. It is a matter of relationship. The sheep do not follow a concept, an argument, or a command shouted from afar. They follow a voice they know, a voice that has called them before, a voice that has led them to water, protected them from harm, and remained with them through the darkness. This gospel is not primarily about sheep. It's about intimacy. In a small village nestled between hills, there lived an old shepherd named Eliza. Every morning he would lead his flock out to pasture, calling them one by one as they emerged from the pen. To an outsider, it seemed chaotic. Sheep milling about, dust rising, no apparent order. One day a traveler passing through asked Elias, "How do they know to follow you? They all look the same. How do you keep them from wandering off?" Elias smiled gently and said nothing. Instead, he stepped back and allowed another man, someone unfamiliar to the flock, to call out loudly, clapping his hands and shouting. The sheep froze. Some backed away. A few scattered in confusion. Then Elias stepped forward again. He did not shout, he simply spoke. And one by one the sheep lifted their heads, ears turned, bodies shifted, and slowly they began to gather around him, calm and certain. "They know my voice," Elias said, "because I have walked with them." The voice of Christ is not always loud. In fact, it rarely is. It does not compete with the noise of the world, noise that tells us we are not enough, that we must prove ourselves, that we must chase security, power, or approval. These voices are urgent, insistent, often anxious. But the voice of the Good Shepherd is different. It is steady. It calls, not drives. It invites, not coerces. And most importantly, it knows you. Not as a part of a crowd, not as a number, but personally, as one whose stories matter, the one who is seen. Yet here's the quiet challenge of this gospel. Recognition requires familiarity. We cannot recognize a voice we do not spend time listening to. Jesus warns, they will not follow a stranger. They do not recognize the voice of strangers. But if we are honest, we often do. We follow the stranger of fear. What if everything falls apart? We follow the stranger of comparison. What if I am not like them? We follow the stranger of control. If I don't manage everything, nothing will be okay. These voices can become so familiar that we mistake them for truth. And yet they do not lead us to life. They scatter us. They exhaust us. They leave us restless. The Good Shepherd, by contrast, gathers. There is another subtle but profound detail in this gospel. He walks ahead of them. Christ does not stand behind us with a whip. He goes before us, into certainty, into suffering, into death itself. He has already walked every path we fear to tread, which means that wherever we find ourselves, even in confusion, grief, or doubt, we are not entering unknown territory to him. We are following, and following means trust. Not because we understand everything, but because we trust the one who leads. So how do we come to recognize his voice? Not through force, but through presence. Through prayer that is less about speaking and more about listening. Through scripture that is not rushed, but savored. Through silence that feels uncomfortable at first, but slowly becomes a place of encounter. Over time, something changes. The voice of Christ becomes clearer, not because it grows louder, but because our hearts grow more attentive. And then, in moments of decision, we begin to sense it. A quiet nudge towards mercy. A gentle call to forgive. A persistent invitation to trust. This is the Good Shepherd. Imagine standing in a crowded place. Voices all round you. Noise pressing in from every direction. Then suddenly you hear someone call your name, not loudly, but clearly, and you know that voice. Everything else fades. You turn. You move towards it. That is what it means to belong to the Good Shepherd. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Good Shepherd, gentle and true, you call each of us by name. In the noise of our lives, help us to recognize your voice, the voice that speaks peace, truth, and love. Quiet our fears. Silence the strangers that lead us away from you. Teach us to listen with the heart, to trust where you lead, and to follow without hesitation. Walk before us in every trial. And draw us ever closer to you until the day we hear your voice fully and rest in your presence forever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day when we take a look at a passage from the gospel we shared at the Eucharist. Look for its deeper meaning and apply it to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.